بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Yesterday we discussed how Allah Tabarak Tala created a person in the 7th century of Islam who gave voice and who gave inspiration and targheeb and himmat to the people of what is called love. In the world there is one word which is called romance, but they have not made a difference between lust and love. So whether it's a small boy or whether it's a very old person, they always think it's the same thing. But even in marriage or with a girl, if there's lust but there's no love, you rather ask Allah protection from such love. Because it's nothing but like animalism. That once I fulfill my lust, then just get lost. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, what kind of people y'all are? You all hit them during the day. And at night you want to fulfill your lust. That don't you feel like that you just smack her, push her, and then at night you say, please make me maaf. Sarah, you're an animal. What the world today is going towards is lust. That there are sometimes that they fulfill it with someone who they're never going to meet again. Because there's no love. But where there is love, even with lust, that entire thing becomes enjoyable. Where there is love, Hazrat Maulana, our Honorable Sheikh, when he has normally nikah bayans, then he mentions this love and lust story. But the two have to go together, love and lust. When you're getting married, you're not just getting married that tonight is the honeymoon night. Because there's going to be days after that honeymoon. Now you will have to take her to visit your mother. Perhaps your mother never had a daughter-in-law. So she doesn't know how to talk to a daughter-in-law. So maybe she says one word which breaks your wife's heart. But because there's love for you, lust is not going to help now. The lust already got used up last night. Now it's an issue of love. When she's in that car, your mother said something to her that broke her. If there was only love, she'll walk out immediately. But because she has love for you, already Allah created it. Miraculous love it's called. Overnight. She never knew you. And it was to teach man that if Allah can create such a love between a boy and a girl who never met, where the world says you have to meet. They explain the issue that if you don't meet, how do you know the girl? Because they only got lust, they got no love. So when they meeting the girl, they want to see does the girl fulfill their criteria of lust. So they will go out with her. When there's a, whatever they call that party, any party, will you be my Valentine? Then she says, I'll be yours. What about you? Will you be mine? Then someone will put a heart, someone will break a heart. That's only lust. Then he'll go out, he'll enjoy her for 1 hour. He got his lust fulfilled, she got her lust fulfilled. There's no love. So tomorrow she doesn't have to make breakfast for him. And if she's sick, he doesn't have to take a doctor. Because there's no love. So the West never understood that love, because they will not know where love comes from. It comes directly from the heavens. So they taught the world, if you need to know the girl, how can you just get married to someone you never really spend time with? What they're saying is, do you know whether she'll fulfill your lust? They're not bothered about love. Not bothered. But love is that thing when the problem comes, And lust cannot help. That's when love saves the whole story. That girl can cry in the car because of what was said to her by her sister-in-laws. But when the husband will say to her, you know, just forget them, man. Just forget them. Then she'll say, I'll do it for you. That I'll do it for you means my own inside wants me to just walk out. I'm fed up of this house. But there's love. Love is the power which overpowers lust. Love is the power which overpowers emotion. She became so tired, so tired, so tired in the day. The maid never came. When this corona came, the men were making dua, Allah, my business is collapsing, take corona away. Women were making dua, my maid is not coming. For them, the maid was like the major. I'll die without my maid. And the proof of it is, businesses took longer to open. And when it opened, uncle went with a mask. And then he had half-half. But the maid was there within a few days. She came with no mask and the auntie had no mask. Which means that I'll prefer death over having no maid. That's what this is. She came in a taxi full of the whole world. One had bronchitis, one had that heavy cough in the front, one was sneezing. And as it is, if death had to come, that way that taxi drives, they'll all be dead long term. But that auntie landed up. Auntie opened the door. She never took temperature. She never said sanitize. She said, there's the washing. That very hand that spread the disease, wash the clothing. Then she said, please, those dishes haven't been washed for 2 weeks. That very plate on which we eat was washed with that hands. There was no sanitizer at all. She said, my maid is my tired at the end of the day, so fed up when the maid was not coming. But why was it that something pushed her at such a place also, that my child is coming home, I'll have to make for him some food? Was it lust that brought it? Lust is such a thing, when you get tired, if the husband is tired and he comes home, and even if she dressed herself up, he'll just walk past her like, he'll say, I got too much work in the room. She'll be like shocked. The whole day I waited for you, you never smelled that perfume. He never smelled the perfume, he's gone. Lust, where the lust went? Love is that thing, when he entered the house and he saw his wife perspiring, he said, can I help you in the kitchen? He hates to do dishes. But because he saw his wife wasn't well, he himself went. Was that lust? The world is running for lust. Lust has given nothing to anyone. It fulfilled one night of pleasure and you meet Qiyamah after that. Because the next day that girl is looking for love. The boy who spent a night with a girl just to fulfill his lust. And he thought, my wife won't find out. The next day that girl is going to look for love, not lust. So she's going to message, I'm thinking about you. He don't want to think about her, but she says, when are you going to come see me again? And if she has to write, I'm pregnant, he'll send someone to kill her. That you're going to take my honor away in the town. There's no love. There's no love. When lust comes, it breaks everything. There is something that overpowers lust which we have to get. It is called love. Love even for your normal wife will overpower emotions, and the wife for the husband. The emotions of stress. When love comes, one will sacrifice their life for the other. Hazrat Maulana then says in the Nikah Bayan, he says, now you're getting married, may Allah give love. And it is from the sign that Allah said that He created for you, your spouse. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He created between the two of your love and mercy. No lust. Lust means shahwat. The word shahwat wasn't made. Shahwat, you already got it for a girl. You'll have it for any girl. But love is naturally created when it goes in a halal manner. When that love gets created, Hazrat Maulana said, it does the miracles in the house. That when you just got married, her form was what you always dreamt about. Hazrat Maulana then says, her form is like that old, I don't know if you have it nowadays, the 1 liter Coca-Cola bottles. 1 liter, he says, tan, tan, tall, tall. Just like how you want it. He says, but years might go by and that 1 liter can become a 5 liter oil drum. It doesn't have the shape. But you will see the man will say, the woman who lived with me my whole life, must I dump her now? He got love. Hazrat Maulana says, you just got married. You rubbing on perfume for her or she's rubbing on something for you. Maulana knows those names. I don't know what names he uses. Whatever names it is. He says, but down the line, 60 years later, or 70 years later, they'll still be rubbing, carrying on with this love. Only now it will be Zambak. She say, my back is paining. He say, my leg is paining. And then she'll up. But if there's no love, then maybe on the beginning you'll rub, at the ending you'll kick out. Because you can't fulfill my thirst. Hazrat Hakim Sahab says, when he was in another place before he moved over to where we met him, he said in another area, he says that husband and wife were fighting. So they came, that woman came there and that issue, and they had about, I don't know how many children, but about 8 children in the family. Whatever it was. And because of so many children, the woman's body is going to get old. And he was so old, uncle. The uncle was so old. And he said, no matter what I tried to tell him, it means I was talking to a man who was burning with lust. There was nothing wrong with his wife. His eyes had already fallen on another young girl. So there was nothing wrong with the wife. Lust breaks everything. He said, how much we spoke, and we spoke before he left that room, he gave 3 divorces. He said, I saw that woman look up to the sky, as though she said, Allah, who is there for me besides you? And they went. He said, and he got married to that young one. And it was not long after that, that he had a stroke. He had a stroke. And then he said, you think young one was going to look after old papa? She packed her bags, and she said, I came for fun. The Rakim Sahib said, she said, I came for fun. There was no love, there was lust. He said, if that other old wife was around, she would have changed his napkins with love till the ending. He went looking for lust. He said, we heard of the people who visited him, and they would smell urine in that room. There was no one to clean him. He said, in that state of filth, we heard he passed away. When you go looking for lust, your entire izzat goes. If you get the love of even a worldly person, even a worldly person, it doesn't have to be the Nabi. It doesn't have to be Allah. Even a worldly person you get love for. The child gets love for his ustad. If the ustad makes a mistake in the class, everyone else might laugh. But the one who got love will cry. Love will make him cry. When there is love, you cover mistakes. When there is lust and emotion, you expose mistakes. When there is love, if someone wants to hit your beloved, you will come in front and say, I'll die, just leave her alone. When there's only emotions, you yourself kill your beloved. When the man goes wild, then the woman is bruised or the husband is bruised. Both. Sometimes you only think that the man hits the woman. The worst is when the woman hits the man. And it happens, I don't want to say more because then the woman won't give supper tomorrow. But remember, the woman do washing, so their hand becomes stronger. Men don't do it. So there are many, many men. When an issue came about this problems between husband and wife, one mufti said it. He said, you're all talking about that the rights of the woman. He says, how many cases come to me that the uncle is asking someone must stop her bashing me? Woman also hit. But when there is love, if that bullet is going also, the one person comes in front. He'll take a bullet for his beloved. He will sacrifice his life. But when there's emotion, I'm only speaking of love of a normal creation. Who's that normal creation? It could be your wife, it could be the husband. It could be the love for the son. When there's the love for the son and he gets sick. One father in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed some cash from his son. So the son for some reason got a little irritated. A little irritated, like how you normally get. So the son said, I will complain to you to the Nabi of Allah. You just only want my money. And he went. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the son, okay, but call your father then. So when the father got the message, he got like, how could he do that? Like, disgrace me in front of Allah. I just needed some money. So as he was walking, he was parishan. And he started reading some poetry. In the poetry was one sentence which said that, do you remember the days when you were sick? How me and your mother stayed up in worry, it seemed as though we were sick, not you. He said, you remember those days when you were sick? How me and your mother stayed up in worry while you slept? You would have thought it was us that was sick and not you. He said, until when you reach that age which I always waited for. Then he just pushed me on one side without any. So the exact wording I can't remember, but I like that last phrase. He said, oh my son, if you cannot give me the haqq of a father, then at least treat me like a neighbor. He said that. At least treat me like a neighbor. But he was saying it like while walking, he was parishan. Worried. And then he came and he said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read those poems. And then he said, I believe in Allah and the Nabi of Allah. Besides my ears, no one heard the poem. He said, Jibreel said to me, I must ask you for that poetry. And he began reading it. It's a unique. One of these days, perhaps when you are thinking of having the youth program on Saturday, then maybe, well, if I find that poetry, we will do that. What he read. But when he read it, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried. And that's when he held on the son and he said, "Anta wa maluka li abika." You and your all your wealth belongs to your father. So you belong to your father. It never means that the father must be cruel. It means if you understood love, is when the child is sick, on that day, even if the mother and father are so tired, they stayed up last night, it was an odd night. They said, we'll find Laylatul Qadr. They never slept. They said, in the morning we'll go after Fajr and enjoy it till Asr. And they just went home and they heard the child coughing. In that cough, all their sleep went on. They looked for doctors. They said, maybe it's COVID. They rushed him to the hospital. When they put him in the hospital, the child was weak already. He slept. Have you ever seen that mother and father sitting on the hospital chair? When some friend said that that one child was sick, but the hospital allowed the mother to be there. Now the baby is a baby. And 3/4 of the time because of the sickness, the child was injected. So the child wasn't waking up. But for the mother, it was not a burden to be sitting in the hospital, it was an honor. He told me, the hospital allowed us. Where there is emotion, you will just say, my son, I wanted to come, but you know what, hospital said restrictions. When there was love, it was this way, that way, until she got in. So I asked, how long was your child in hospital? He said, about 3 weeks. 3 weeks that mother would go there in the morning, and she would be sitting there till whatever time. Just with the Quran and sitting and reading. What did that? Love did it. Well, emotions do it. If it is only lust, then after you had your 10 minutes of enjoyment, the most you will say, oh, you're sick, I will send you a get well card. And it will come with a bunch of roses and chocolates. The guy can't eat, you're sending him chocolates. Have you ever gone to that person who's so sick and they sent him, you got flowers here, you got chocolates, you got sweets. Who's going to eat it? When he dies, they're going to distribute it. But there's no one around him. When there's no love, even his own daughter doesn't come. But when there is love, the person will say, even if I have to die, I'm going in. I want me and you make dua that Allah bless us with love. Love is the thing that will overpower lust. If there's no love, the day your eye falls on another prettier woman, and prettier woman will always be, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any woman goes out, Shaitan himself beautifies her. How in Jannah the woman of this world will be given a light, it's called a noor of this ibadat. It will make them more beautiful than even the hurs of Jannah. The opposite happens in this world. In this world it's for the devil. He has been allowed to beautify the haram woman of this world. And the halal has to be left as they are. So how in Jannah, if your eye falls on your own wife, you won't even think of the hoor. In this world, if your eye falls on anyone besides your wife, you will stop thinking of your wife. Even if you married Miss Universe. Because she hasn't got the devil's covering. The proof of it is, all those beautiful women who appear on television, go and find out how many divorces they have gone through already. If they were Miss World, how did the husband then find somebody else smarter? Say, the rubbish is cheating on me. Say, you're cheating, but you got such a woman. Because when she became his, even if he's a non-Muslim, the devil starts designing somebody else. When there is love, that man will go. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would give this example. He said, when there is love, there is this thing that this one is mine. This one is mine. Love will do it. So he says, a man who doesn't earn a lot, but because his wife makes for him whatever she can make, and if there's no money in a house, it's not easy for the woman. What must I make for my husband? But she makes, but there's no money. So she make for him his... He calls the Hazrat Hakim Sahib, will say, dal roti. So dal is like a word, which, that word is so hard, it's like also like a swearing word. Dal. Like. And especially in the poor houses, it's dal after dal after dal. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, that man came there to visit his mother, just running away from the dal. She said, my son, come have dal roti. So he jumped in the train, he said, I'm going to my sister. He landed up at the sister, my brother, hey, today we made dal roti. Said that dal, that woman prepares for that husband, and he takes it to his shop. He's working with many other people. Amongst them, there are richer people. The richer man got someone got fish, some got chicken tikka, there's the chicken tikka, some got a steer burger, and some got biryani. But when the smell of that comes to him, what will prevent him going to them? It will only be love. That my wife, when she made this thing, am I just going to throw it away? So he will eat that thing with love. And even if they tell him, why don't you come? He will say, this is mine. As Rakim Sahib said, but if there's no love, he'll throw it to the cat. And then he'll walk up to them and he'll say, what's the time? Forgetting his watch is already showing there. So one person will say, give him the time, say, eat, you don't want to. He said, no, I'm full, full. Okay, one bite. And he said, on. And then he bites. He bites so much that his stomach becomes full. Now when he goes home, he's already full on somebody else's biryani. When he comes home, his wife in love again made for him whatever she could make. Maybe it had to be dal roti. So as soon as he enters the house, he just becomes upset with her. But he doesn't know why. And then he says, I'm not hungry. But he never said, I ate. And he forgot she never eats. He says, if the man is faithful, after smelling that biryani, and he holds himself in love. This was what I wanted to start on yesterday. Hazrat Hakim Sahab taught us the zabt. Zabt means when you will press like this. He said, people complain, I got too much of heat. He says, I promise you by the qasam of Allah, the rocket takes off when there's heat under it. Not just heat, he says, so much of heat that causes an explosion. He says, only then you see the rocket going to the heavens. If you are burning with heat and you hold, that's when the explosion comes. You hold. See the kettle. The kettle is also boiling. It's connected to the plug. But because that kettle got a hole, when the water is boiling, you'll just see the steam all going. But if you close that, you will have an explosion. He said, I'm asking you for an explosion. It is when we will explode, will our rocket take off to Allah. Explode is he'll close his hands. And the smell of biryani will come from one. Tikka will come from the other. Fish masala will come from the other. A man's nose is like the cat's whiskers. It will move. Everything will come in and he'll hold. As he holds, his own desire for food will increase. But he already had his lunch. And that desire, as it grows, as it grows, as it grows. You saw when you'll break roza. When the person breaks roza, whatever is put on the dastarkhan, even if the auntie never cooked it right. That man, when he goes home, his wife said, hey, I forgot to put salt. He said, oh, he never knew. Because he was hungry. He said, when you will go home hungry, the smell of the dal roti will meet you halfway. Then he said, that man who learns to control himself in the markets, when the different women of the world, dolled by shaitan, is moving around. He said, one of those women you can call her Mrs. Biryani, and one you can call Chicken Tikka, wow, she's hot. He said, that individual who will hold himself like this. Hazrat Hakim Sahab said, even if your wife is a dal roti, even if your wife is a dal roti, meaning there's nothing in her, when you will go home, she'll taste for you like biryani. Jannah on earth will come. Not that there's a problem with any of the spouses. It's because we lost the ability to sacrifice for love. But if you allow that love to start again, and you say, I'll control myself, you will find explosions happening and both will take off in love. And that explosion we need. Feelings, lust, the desire I want, greed. Two animals have been given to the highest extent. One is the dog. And then you get what is called in the birds. They call them birds of prey. In the books of fiqh, they discuss these two. This is haram. When they discuss dog, it refers to dog and the entire, we call it today the cat family. But it means the dog family. Like the lion, the tiger. But normally we don't mention because we never thought in the past someone will have a lion in his house. And a tiger in the house. So it would be said that don't keep a dog in your house. Because the angels don't like places where there's dogs. And the saliva of the dog is impure. So some people started thinking, okay, I won't keep a dog as a pet. Oh my God, I'll keep a lion. Said, let him come now and he'll see what happens. So they got their lion. They got a tiger. Cheetah. It's a unique pet for hunting the cheetah. Like how you have a dog, because the cheetah is fast, some people, because a cheetah and a dog is of the same nature. You can train it very well. Lions, you can try to train how much you want to. The day that lion is hungry, he's going to forget all your training. That is why the lion will never be trained. But they still try. But the cheetah listens. So two animals are discussed in the books of fiqh. From the birds, the hunting birds, whether it's falcons, eagles, kites. And then they discuss dogs. But it can be dogs, cheetahs, and the hunter will understand this. In the past when a person goes hunting, today we got a gun. Gun has made it much easier. But when you had your bow and arrow or you had your spear to throw, you had to look for other ways to hunt. You need speed because the animal is very fast. So the fastest on land is the cheetah. He can go up to a speed of about 120 kilos. But he can't go for very long, but he can go. So when he comes, then that's what he's moving at. 120 k's. And when he ends, he just... That's why they say if he runs too long, he'll just die. He has to stop because his entire machine is on heat. The dog is also, but the dog is not as fast. So they use that dog. And then they use an animal from the sky, a bird. Both are haram. That bird we can't eat. He's also haram. That eagle, that falcon. Their nature is they just want to grab with their claws and bite with their beak and just rip. So you got a filthy nature. And the dog, if you see his teeth and you see his dirty nails, and when he grabs into that meat, but Islam showed that if the dog or the falcon can be trained, so the man brings that cheetah or the dog. An example, let's say there's one rabbit in that bush. The rabbit might be faster than the dog. But the dog's job is just to go and run to the bush, that's all. And then the rabbit will just run out. As it runs out, this man's falcon is in the sky about 1 kilometer up. 1 kilometer. From 1 kilometer, it's looking on the ground as though it's right here. Such an eye it got. And it's just like normal moving, like a kite. Just moving. And then as that rabbit runs out, at the speed of 400 kilometers, that thing comes. 400 kilometers per hour. Meaning in a few seconds, it just goes whoop. And that rabbit who was just looking at the dog is already in the sky. As it grabs it, there's no rabbit left. Whether the oxygen killed it, no oxygen, or whether the claw killed it, the rabbit never knew he died. It goes so fast. Like a bullet just went. See that aeroplane to take off, how long it goes as it's running, 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 then it goes up, then the pilot says, get ready for landing in 20 minutes time. That bird got no 20 minute story. He's so calm, and he'll just see the rabbit, and you're still looking, where is he? He's already on the ground. Comes with that speed. When that bird grabs that rabbit, it's in the sky already. And if the dog managed to grab the rabbit, he's in it already, and it's blood. And where's the master? The master is far. But because the dog and that bird, after training, recognized their master. They recognized their master. That dog, the law of the dog is different from the falcon. The law of the falcon is when the master says, come, immediately the falcon must respond. So it grabbed the rabbit, it's gone up. It can even take it back 1 kilometer. It can take it to one cliff. And the master screams, come back here. And falcon says, I can't hear you. The falcon won't do it. This man will just make a sign like this. That falcon got its baby in its hand. Rabbit meat is a juicy meat. And it already tasted. So blood is already there. When you see blood, you go more wild. It already tasted. It's far away from the master. It can easily say, he'll never catch me. Get lost, like. Why do I need you? He'll just make one sign and that falcon with the rabbit will come flying down. He'll drop it by him and it will just sit. That's called a trained falcon. As for the dog, the law is when he grabs the animal, he can't even bite. The falcon can bite. But as soon as the master says come, he must come. As for the dog, he can't bite. He'll grab that rabbit. There's blood all over. The nature of a dog, you say you like a dog, you. The nature of the dog is don't listen to anyone when you're wild. But the trained dog will just sit next to the rabbit. Just that. It can take the master even 15 minutes to get there. The dog will not take one bite from the rabbit. Why? Because he recognized and fell in love with his master. And he knows my master will feed me. Finished. Whether he feeds me only one, two pieces, or whether the master just does this to the dog. Well done, boy. That's everything for the dog. That's everything for the dog. There were those dogs that saved South Africa. You have the dog called Jock of the Bushveld. That Jock, whether it was true or not, they make lots of stories, but maybe a dog is like, it saved the master's son from whatever it was, another animal or something. It fought. It gave its life for the thing. Gave its life. And then it killed that thing, or that thing ran away finally, but the thing was massive and it was much smaller. And there was all blood over it. And then it went outside waiting for the master. It saved the child. And when the master came and he saw blood, he just thought that my dog killed my child. So without thinking, he just took his gun and he shot. And poor Jock, gone. And then when he went in the house, he saw the child was alive. And then he realized that dog had given its life for his child. But even that Jock, if he lived, even if that Jock lived, if he took him to the vet and they say he'll live, then when he comes alive, when the master goes to see Jock, a dog is such a trained dog, it won't bark at the master and say, you rubbish, I gave my life for you, shot me. He will just come in and say, how are you, my Jock? And immediately the tail will start wagging. A dog who is trained can go to such a level that if the master shot it also, the dog will say, I love to die for you. If a dog can reach that level in love, and if that falcon can become so obedient in love, so now I'm asking, why me and you cannot fall in love with Allah and the Nabi of Allah? Why we always say, my lust is too much? That word, my lust is too much. If the dog can do it, but maybe it's because we never recognized Allah in His Nabi. That's all. If that recognition is there, it was a sign that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, a sign, and that Sahabi said, my life for you, Allah's Nabi. It was at the Battle of Badr that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up facing his family, and the Ansar said, we will go to fight. Three of the Quraysh stood up. They said, we don't want to fight the Ansar, we want our family members. Immediately, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family stood up. Immediately. 3 years, three there. From the three who stood up, one passed away, the other two killed the enemies, those three. But the one who was going to pass away, as he knew he's dying, when they came to him and he said, you got any request? He said, just to die at the feet of my master. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought him to tell him that for me you did it. For him he was thrilled, I'll die at the feet of my master. He never said, are you going to look after my wife and my children? I fought for you, you make sure you look after them. When there's love, there's no talk. It was an indication and it was gone. It was an indication and it was returned. That Sahabi was caught. Now it was a time for execution, death. When there is love, death means nothing. Death means nothing when there is love. Forget, you say, I can't control my passion. It means you got no love. If there is real love, you'll die also. We tell the person, he said, I think I'll die if she doesn't reply. But no one dies. That girl says, I want to cut my wrists if you don't send me a message, especially when the boy, I tell him, delete her. And just like, block her. She finds another number. So the message comes, I'm going to cut my wrists. So quickly he comes back, he makes a phone call, he comes to tell me, you know what if she commits suicide? Well, I get the guna. He's very worried now. Whole world commits suicide, you're not worried. One girl. I said, when she sent you the message about 3 days ago, she's still alive, but she hasn't yet cut. She's waiting for your sheikh, what he's going to say. No one has ever cut their wrists. But even if you say, I'm going to die, then let's see, have you really got love? One boy, Asma'i, was a shair, master poet. So as he walked past one place, it was a place known as, in the Qasida Burda, there's one poem, where the person who's speaking, the poet, is speaking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in love. So he says, people are shouting me regarding my love, my intense love. So to use the word intense love, he says, he used a word which was referring to a certain tribe, the love of that tribe. So under it, they write that that was a tribe known for romance. They were extreme in their passion. Ya la'imi fil hawal udhri ma'zira. That Udhri tribe was that tribe. That they were known as the most romantic of natures. So they write now, what was the example? So he says, as Asma'i walked past that tribe, then he saw someone had written on one board that how I wish I can tell her what I feel for her. What is the cure for the one who got love but cannot reach? So Asma'i wrote under it, it is sabr. You also, I can't remember the Arabic. If you are the Arabic, you'll also cry. So much of romance, even in the Arabic, you'll cry. Imagine how that man was crying. So he wrote, it is sabr. It is control. It is zabt. So the next time he walked past, he saw someone had written there. And what if that level of love is such that if I have to control it, I'll die? So Asma'i wrote under it, then if death is the only, then you die. So the next time he came past, it was written there, Sami'na wa ata'na thumma mitna. We heard, we obeyed, and we gave our life. Will you please send my salams to the one who I was not allowed to meet? And he looked around and he saw one boy was dead there. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ مِتْنَا. I heard, I obeyed, I died. Perhaps, will you ever do that? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you do it, he said, مَنْ عَشِكَ, the one who gets gripped with this lust, ثُمَّ كَتَمَ, and then he controls, he hides, he conceals. He wants to send her a message at least to say, I always liked you. Every time he wants to write, he writes the whole poem out. He pulled it from this Google and that Google site. He became a, what a poet. In love you will see poetry. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, when he found the love of Allah, the Masnavi was a collection of over 1,000 poems of love. He would just start and he would tell his writer, write. And whichever lover came after that would read his love poems. And they said, we found Allah's love in that. He burnt. When you got too much of burning, you write poetry. One student's poem book I found, when we went for one raid, a whole book of poetry, whole book. I asked him, where you learn poetry? He said, love teaches the talk. Love teaches the talk. But he learned it from Google. He said, put it from here and there. How it came out, like, how it came out. All in love. Had he written one of those poems in love for Allah, he would have reached Jannah. All wasted. Whether that girl married him ever, who knows? But that book, don't know what happened to the book also. One word you write, Allah. Just one in love, Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, even if you bring books and books and books of evil, if Allah presents that one paper, he said, did you write my name in love one time? Hazrat Hakim Saab says, it is my feeling that a person who takes Allah's name once in love, Hazrat Hakim Saab says, I can't understand that that man will die on kufr. Say, it will not happen. One time in love. In lust, I had one student in my one kitab, I taught him, on every page he wrote her name. As I thought he was writing footnotes. On every page he wrote her name. Every page. And he never married her in the end. Never married her. But the kitab had her name. As I thought, students were writing on the side notes, he also wrote his notes. Whatever her name was. So much of lust. Had he just written Muhammad, even one time in love, that entire year, even if he never paid attention to me 1 second, would have been a year in real love. As he wrote one Fatima's name, or Aisha's name, while writing the name, you think she knew? And even if she found out, she would just giggle and say, hey, he's a character. See, I'm not going to marry him. I already got somebody else. And then his heart broke. And the individual who wrote Muhammad, or the individual who said Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah by my grave has put an angel. And he has given him the ears to hear the talks of the creation, who is calling my name in love. He says, as soon as an individual says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he says, the angel brings your name besides your salam. He tells me your name and your father's name. And I respond with love and I make dua for you. Now you will say, Allah's Nabi, you are so busy in the enjoyments of paradise. It is called the issue of love. It is two, only two, that if their name is taken in love, even if they're not there, the answer will come. One is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is Allah. It is only two that you take that name even when you half sleeping. The reply will come where there's no sleep. You will take the name broken. The reply will come with honor. So Hazrat Maulana says, understand this love and learn this word Muhammad and learn this word Allah. And how it's appreciated. And then think, will Fatima ever appreciate? He says, Harun Rashid was the Khalif of the entire Islamic world. Capital was Baghdad. And the news went around that Baghdad is going through drought. So one farmer far away in love with Harun, he said, I heard the Khalif got no water. But he never said that. It means there's droughts, meaning the crops are not coming out. Khalif, where you got no water? So from far the farmer, he went to one well, he pulled out his jug, his bucket, and he made the journey. By the time he reaches with it, as his bucket was dirty. As it is, the bucket is dirty. When he reached, he told the guards, I got water for the Khalif. For them it's like, what a thing you got. He said, where's the water? He said, here, like. So one will laugh, but somehow he manages to get in. And when the Khalif asked him, like, what happened? He said, I heard you got no water. I thought, what if you're thirsty? What if you need to take a bath? So a Khalif showed love to the level of the Khalif. He told the person, what a thing you did for me. Immediately put him up. He came so far. How tired you must be. He said, put him in the royal room. He said, give him a bath. He said, give him the best of meals. He said, tomorrow bring hadaya in hadaya. He told the person, you thought of me. And he gave him everything. And then after 3 days of keeping him as his guest, he told them, now take him. And escort him. He came from so far, now make it easy, put him on one elephant and take him. And then he says, but when you're taking him, just take him past the Tigris River. That's the huge river of Iraq, which itself is like an ocean. But it's a river, it's not the ocean salty, that's a river. He says, just take him past. As he goes past and he sees that even if there's 20 years of drought, the Khalif got the river of the world at his back door. As for his bucket, who's going to drink that water? They said, just throw it in the garden. But Hazrat Maulana said, if the Khalif could appreciate one man's dirty water, and the results of it was 3 days, I will entertain you. But understand, I don't need your water. He says, now when the word Muhammad is said, it reaches Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when the durood of the entire world is reaching, the salawat of the angels are reaching, and Almighty Allah's own blessings is falling. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O the world of Iman. In the world of the Iman is that Shaykh in Medina who never saw an evil woman. He starts his durood in the morning and perhaps he's going right till Isha. He's right at the Rosa. His durood is being sent. Some big Shaykh from Makkah Mukarramah is coming. The Abdals of Sham is coming. The best and the selector of the world, from every side salawat is falling. And then my one comes there. He said, mine is that bucket. Even the bucket is dirty because the tongue is dirty. The body is dirty. The eye is dirty. And as soon as it comes, he says, our master receives it and he says, what's his name? What's his name? And if ever I think I really sent, then we know there's the ocean there on the side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who sins upon me one time, it is Allah's job to send 10 back upon him, and to lift him up 10 times, and to remove 10 of his errors. He says, I take back his name, and I reply to his salam on his name, and then I say, and Allah, you reward him. He thought of me. Will you ever find this love if you have to write Amina 1 million times, and you say one Muhammad one time? One Muhammad. Love. I want me and you to learn this love. It is on this love that when the day comes to die, I won't have to say to my wife, even I'm going to go, what's going to happen? There are those people before they die, Allah has to show them the hur of Jannah, because they don't want to die. So example, he's saying to his wife, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. Then he says, who look after you? Who look after Amina, Fatima, Sumayya? And then he sees one hur. Then he just go quiet. Then he lifts up his hand and says, Kalima, La ilaha, he smiles. So I just want to say, what are all the who is smiling already? And he says, who will look after me? He says, Allah will look after you. And gone. Isn't it? I want that we don't need the hur to call us. I want before our death, if the people around us come and say, are you going? Then our answer becomes the answer of Bilal radiallahu anhu. When his family said, hi, he said, don't say hi, say, ya farhata. Say enjoyment. غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَصَحْبًا. Tomorrow I'm going to meet my Muhammad. I want me and you to get that love. And no one can say, you only a 5-year-old child, can you love? In the filthy world of today, the 5-year-old got lust already. He's not supposed to have lust. But he hasn't got love. Before the lust comes, he has to have that love. It will be that love that even if meat is in front of him, it made the dog like this. And if someone said, are you not eating the meat? The dog said, my master. They said, your master can't see you. The dog said, it doesn't matter. We must have so much love when that pretty girl goes in front. I must look down. Not because I don't want to see her. I want to see her. But I would look down. She'd ask me, you don't want to see me? I would say, my master. The dog's master can't see. My master can see. Jo tu karta ta chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekh raha ta aasman se. You hid from the world and you did it while he was looking from the heavens. Hazrat Hakim Sahab then read this poem. Kaash ke mujhko pehle se khabar mili. Kaash ke mujhko pehle se khabar mili. If only someone had told me before, ke meri nazar ke upar unki nazar paas ba hai. That on top of my eye is his eye. And immediately he said, I am not saying that when you're looking at that haram woman, he's going to grab you. He said, had that happened, you would all be blind. He said, what I am saying is when you drop your eye, he is watching. When you drop that eye, Allah is watching. And when you feel that pain, Allah is feeling. The master doesn't know what the dog goes through. My master knows what I go through. The master doesn't know how the dog meets sabr. My master knows what I am going. And when the master finally lands up, all he does is a good boy. And he throws him some dirt. My master does not throw dirt. Allah in this world gives the whole enjoyment. He who leaves haram, by Allah, that master needed the rabbit. What Allah needed anything? Allah gives the whole, and he gives it with halal, and he still says, well done, my servant. All it was needed is, if I can't be a man who's in love, then just become a dog who's in love. Then. Even a dog in love is enough for all of us. Even a dog. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give it to all of us. When you make dua tonight, maybe this must be the first time I ever thought about it. Say, Allah, I ask you for your love. That is the answer to all the issues. And I ask you for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give it to all of us. And a very high love, which is called ishq. Mad love, mad love, mad love. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make all of us his ashik and the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.